Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back with Admiral James Ace Lyons for a very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio. It's always a delight to have him with us, but particularly at a moment when there are so many different hotspots. And his insights, his past service to our country, and his expertise are so desperately needed. And Admiral, you were just about to make a point, and I apologize for having to cut you off there, but one other legacy of the Carter presidency that you wanted to take note of.
Yes, particularly his turning over of the Panama Canal to Panama when this was purely one of the key strategic waterways that we controlled, and he turned it over. And this is another show of a Democratic president. We shouldn't leave out Clinton, who provided the Chinese with the technology to fix their intercontinental ballistic missiles, which are poised at us today. And of course, then we have the Obama administration with their disastrous Iranian nuclear weapon non-agreement that we're still living with today.
Yeah. And I do want to come back to one other aspect of the Obama legacy with you in a moment, sir. But just to stay with China for one more moment, sir, there's a report that the Chinese are specifically expecting to take on the United States as they move on a longstanding strategic objective of theirs, which is to reconquer Taiwan. And I wonder what your thoughts are on, again, the importance to our security interests of Taiwan remaining a free and essentially sovereign democratic government allied with us, and the implications should the Chinese act on what has apparently now become a rather fixed timetable for terminating that experiment with democracy among Chinese people.
Yeah, you have to recall their objectives in the South China Sea are all geared for the invasion of Taiwan. Their declaration that the entire South China Sea is their territorial waters is pure nonsense. And that was backed up by the court in The Hague a few years ago, which declared all their actions in the South China Sea, their man-made islands. They now have four major man-made islands, which in effect are aircraft carriers, because they built 10,000-foot runways and are arming those islands with both surface-to-air missiles and surface-to-surface missiles. This is all geared towards an eventual invasion of Taiwan. And we have to assist Taiwan, which is the only successful democratic element that the Chinese want to eliminate at all costs. So we have to provide Taiwan with certain defensive equipment that would make it more than difficult for a successful Chinese invasion of Taiwan. And this includes not only selling them the F-35 aircraft, converting them over 600 artillery pieces with missile-guided artillery, and effectively helping them build their domestic submarine program, providing them the essential equipment they need. And we should also be building arsenal ships ourselves. And these are ships with basically our missile carriers. They're nothing but missile carriers. This would be a tremendous detriment to any type of invasion that China would attempt against Taiwan.
So, Admiral Lyons, as you look at what the Chinese are doing at the moment, one of the key elements of their activities, in addition to Taiwan and control of these critical choke points and strategic waterways, seems to be to deny the United States the access to and aerial denial, as they call it, that would enable us to project power to protect Taiwan, or for that matter, Guam, or our other interests and allies in the region. This is especially coming into sharp relief as the Chinese, in my estimation, and I'd be interested in your thoughts on this, use North Korea as a distraction from what they're doing. Would you talk about the role that North Korea plays, the use that the Chinese seem to be making of it, and the implications of all of this for the Navy as it is today, let alone what may be in prospect if it diminishes further as a result of the cumulative effects of the Obama administration's sequestration policy and impact on morale with social engineering and so on. I'm interested in sort of your overall assessment, net assessment, if you will, of where we are in terms of being able to do what we need to do in that region.
Let's be very clear, Frank. There'd be no nuclear weapon threat out of North Korea if it were not for China and Russia. They are the ones that created the wherewithal for North Korea to have a nuclear weapon program. This nonsense that they have no control or limited control over what North Korea is doing is pure nonsense. What we should be doing, and I agree with the president, there's no sense trying to set up talks and six-party talks and all that nonsense, because before the ink is dry, North Korea has already broken it under the guidance of China. What we have to do, we have to change the dynamics. And the first thing we should be doing is withdrawing all our U.S. military dependence from South Korea. And following that, we should be really withdrawing all American dependence out of South Korea. This will send a very definite signal. This would upset their calculus. What we're doing is removing a hostage force. As you see today, there's no major movements of military forces per se. But if you did this one move, this would upset their strategic thinking on what our next action will be. It actually puts teeth into his Secretary of Defense Mattis's statement that all military options are on the table.
It's an important step, Admiral. And as you've indicated, it is against the backdrop of some growing evidence that the president is determined to use economic sanctions effectively against the Chinese, really for the first time, squeezing them so that they in turn squeeze the North Koreans. Meanwhile, the threat from North Korea is, of course, continuing to grow, as is that of China itself, as we've been discussing. In particular, Admiral, I'm interested in your thoughts about missile defenses against these kinds of threats. How important is it that we have effective defenses, and do we have them today? If not, what should we be doing to get them?
Well, we have the capability to have an effective anti-ballistic missile defense. Unfortunately, it has been prevented from coming to fruition for a number of years by our own missile defense agency through the form of their chief scientist, a gentleman by the name of Englander. But what this is a software that's been developed. It's been tested for over 15 years against hypersonic maneuvering warheads, and it has been proven to be effective against that threat for over 90% of the tests, almost 99%. This one change, and the beauty of this software, you don't have to build new systems. You can use the systems we have today. It's just incorporating the software. It's the Wayne Gretzky theory. Go to where the puck is going to be. And to this one action would totally checkmate the ballistic missile threat, not only of North Korea, but China as well, with the anti-ship ballistic missiles. And this I consider critical for the Navy with our reduced force levels. We have to ensure the survivability of our fleet. And today I put that in question without the incorporation of this software, which is called HIT, Hypersonic Intercept Technology. It's there, it's available, it needs to be immediately operational, tested. The Navy should take the lead, and certainly the Air Force should be supportive.
Admiral Lyons, we have to pause for just a second. We'll be right back with more with Admiral James Ace Lyons right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.